It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. Oh, yeah. Podcast. After show podcast.
It's the podcast.
Yeah, podcast. Oh, yeah, podcast. The Plan B After Show podcast, to be more specific. Brock with, I don't know. Yeah, get it. Fucking podcast. Yeah.
Podcast. Get real close on your neck and
talk to you. The podcast. Yeah.
Get off my neck.
God, get out of here, man.
God, you're whiskery.
Go ease it on someone else. As always, we like to do a fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You do what you want with it. Who cares? We don't give a shit. Yeah, we just like to get real close to you and talk about the podcast. Yeah. You'll like this fact, Hunter. This is good. Well, actually, you won't like this. You're going to get real angry. I can already hear what you're going to say. The longest movie ever to get a wide release was Gone with the Wind. The theatrical version was 3 hours and 46 minutes long.
That's a sweet way to make it even more fucking worse, dude. God.
Any longer movie that's come out since then has been clipped down for theaters. Hunter, go ahead, rant.
Dude, let me just give me the mic, for God's sakes. Dude, why? Okay, I was just first off, dude, you can have a fucking awesome movie, all right? And I'm talking like these Marvel movies. But, dude, still, 3.5 hours long, 3 hours, can you cut it down? Like, remember, 1.5 hours was so nice because you didn't have to plan a full day to watch a movie. Still, how long is that movie?
3 hours and 46 minutes long.
Jesus, dude, with Gone with the Wind, you're going to sit there. Have you watched it?
I've never seen it. I probably should because it's one of those cinematic classics, but I've just, no. And now knowing it's almost 4 hours long, it's like, I got a lot of stuff I could get done in 4 hours.
Another thing that pisses me off about that movie, they claim it's the greatest movie that was ever made. It is like top what? Isn't it like the top movie of all time?
Yeah, there's been a bunch of surveys like, oh, the greatest movie of all time, Gone with the Wind.
Has anybody seen a fucking movie? Dude, there's been so many great a thousand movies I could mention that are better than I've never seen it, though. So.
I mean,
1942.
I'd be pretty hard-pressed to think, though, that that's, like, one of the greatest movies of all time. I know we're speaking from not seeing it, but...
What are you basing that off of?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Boringness and Jesus. Well,
I'm looking up some other long movies here, so let's see. See, because now, like, there's certain ones on here. Like, I'm on Wikipedia, and they have, like, here, Amra Ektra Cinema Banabu. That was 21 hours long, so I don't even think that counts. Here, let's see what we got here. Experimental films. Films released in separate parts. No. Come on now.
Titanic was long. I could sit through Titanic, I guess. Here, you know, what are some other two-part movies? I'm telling you, the Marvel movies are too fucking long. They're too long. I can't watch them.
You know, and even like two now, you've been seeing. You've
Lord
seen
of
like
the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, some other long ones here. Let's see. Cleopatra with what's-her-face, Elizabeth Taylor. That was 248 minutes. That's long.
See, here's what I think it angers me, too, is because I enjoy going to the theater. I really do like going to the theater.
Yeah.
But, dude, 3 hours in a theater? It's too long.
A lot of older movies. Here, I'm looking at here. I'm going through the list. So Lawrence of Arabia was Cleopatra Long is 248. Then you had Hamlet. And that was 1996. That was 242. Gone with the Wind, 221. Lawrence of Arabia, 222. The Ten Commandments, that was in 1956, 220 minutes. I'm trying to find Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. That was 201 minutes. The Godfather
it's
Part
not
2.
It's better because it's longer.
That's true. You know what? That's a good point, Hunter. Hey, not saying that these movies are bad, but sometimes you think that just because it's a long movie, it's going to be better. And there's like some. You know what movie I was watching the other day that's a great movie, but it's like over 2 hours long? It's called Open Range. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's got Robert Duvall and Kevin Costner. Awesome Western movie. Mm-hmm. But seriously, you watch it, and there's a good, like, 45 minutes they could cut out of that movie and it would still be the same
The same movie.
Yep.
Here's what I'm thinking about right now. I'm trying to look up. Actually, you got better service than I do. Look up John Wick. How long is that movie?
John Wick.
Like, I feel like that movie, they just fucking cut out all the BS. We just give them all the meat and potatoes. Get in, get out. Dude, I left that movie like that. See? That's what I want. That's exactly what I want, guys.
It's 1 hour and 42, so that's still fairly long.
That's
you know?
good.
But not
under
bad.
2 hours,
yeah.
I'm good.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
I'm good under 2 hours. Hour 42 is perfect.
You know what's funny, too, is talking about this the other day, just Kiki and I were lounging around. I was going through Hulu. Hulu had a category that literally said 90-minute movies. So, like, movies that don't drag on. Yeah. Yeah.
Love it. That's why I think people love watching, like, TV series and binge watching stuff like that, because you can stop in an hour if you want and pick up. You know, where a movie, it's like there's no real... It's not like a halftime. There's not a, you know.
Have you seen The Irishman yet? I haven't watched it because I'm like, really? Fucking 4 hours long? Does it need to be that long?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Dude, pornos are never that long, okay?
That's why porn's on the internet. It's only like 60-second clips. That's all you need.
That's why there's a subreddit called Porn in 15 Seconds. That's all you need to tell a story. If that tells you anything about telling a story, porn in 15 seconds gets you everything you need right there.
Right. Dude, hell, back in the day, you just had an image. You just created a story around an image. I didn't even move.
I can get this. I can get this done in a 30-second loop. We're fine. We got it.
Make a 2.5-hour situation out of a still image from a book.
Didn't they just? They just released not the Avengers. What was it? It was the director's cut of what was it? Maybe it was the Avengers anyway, but it was like 5.5-hour long director's cut. It's just insane, man.
You know, I guess at least they didn't make the original movie that long.
Yeah, they cut it down.
I guess I'm a little okay with that because at least they have it. But still, the shorter version is what? Three hours and 40 minutes long.
Yeah, exactly. It's still way too long, for sure.
If you have an hour and a half version, and then, all right, the director's cut's going to be like, make as long as you want.
Yeah. Make me sit in the
Because
theater.
If I liked the original movie, I'd be like, hell yeah, all right, I'll go watch some more,
and
you know?
Here's where I'm at this point. If I were to go see, unless it was like a nonstop shoot 'em up, even then, 3 hours and 46 minutes, I'm falling asleep for at least an hour in that movie theater. For sure. At least.
I think we had to go watch Lord of the Rings for school. They like took us and... Dude, I think I dozed off like four times and then woke up. So Lord of the Rings, I'm not sure. I think it was the first one maybe. But, dude, they end the movie like six times.
Yeah.
Like it fades out.
Yep.
You know, and you're like, fuck, yes, dude, the credits, finally. Then, like the new scene, I'm like, duh. And there's even one time where I out loud, I was like, come on.
You know,
and people started laughing because it just like, end it.
End it. You've done end credits six times. Man. God, quit messing with my emotions. You're getting ready to stand up. You're like, oh, no, wait, I got to sit back down. I got to sit back down.
Stretch my legs.
One of my favorite movies of all time, Jeremiah Johnson, which isn't even that terribly long, but it does have an intermission in the middle of it. It's the weirdest thing. It's got like a 3-minute interlude intermission. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Dude, I kind of like that.
Yeah. Get up, stretch your legs.
It gives you an opportunity. Like, there's always times where you're watching with Kiki and you're like, she'll get up and like pause it, go get some popcorn or something.
Nice
they do it for you. I
got a nice little musical interlude. But anyway, well, Hunter, let's get together and watch Gone with the Wind. We'll waste 4 hours of our life right there.
All right. I have a lot. I have to go shower and do some stuff. Sorry.
Literally anything else. All right. Well, that's going to do it for the Plan B After Show podcast. This one only lasted, let's see, about 8 minutes, so good enough. That's all you need. We did it. We got it. We got it all. We'll see you next
time.
Still
probably too long.
This really is. You and I could have done 15 seconds. That's all you need. Just give you the money shot right away. We'll see you next time on the After Show podcast.